Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, good morning. It's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Jamie Donahue. She's the executive director for the Lapine Senior Activity Center, and we've got Janice Delzer here too, not just a volunteer, as I've been told by Jamie. She's volunteering with the Lapine Senior Activity Center. We're here to talk about, I'm assuming, one of your bigger fundraisers for the year. It's the Lapine Rhubarb Festival on June 21st and 22nd.
Yes, absolutely.
The money that we raise with this goes to the Lapine Senior Activity Center. What other things do you guys do there?
Serve lunches 3 days a week for open up to the public. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, 11:30 to 12:30. Our seniors, 60 and over, are free. And our other meals for our patrons are $7. And we also do a lot of different activities. We do line dancing twice a week. We do body groove. We have fitness for life with Carol 3 days a week. We have card games. Oh my goodness, we do so much at the center. It's kind of hard to keep track. What do you think, Janice?
I don't know, Jamie. No.
Do you guys have a website that lists
your stuff?
Right? What's the website for the
Lapine Senior Center.org.
Okay, so people can check that out. And yeah. I would imagine Lapine is like a lot of Central Oregon. A lot of people come here to settle down and retire at some point. And I feel like our senior population is pretty active, maybe compared to other areas in the nation.
Yeah, very true. I mean, we have a lot of volunteers, especially seniors.
Let's talk about this Lapine Rhubarb Festival. How long has this been going on?
This is the 15th year. Linda Stevenson, she's the founder of Rhubarb. Gosh, she started this 15 years ago on her nursery in Lapine. And she was talking about retiring and moving and selling her nursery and to move to Prineville. And she heard that I was looking for an event to do for a fundraiser and continue to do it annually. And she handed us the rhubarb torch.
Okay. And so we've continued on.
Yep. For it's going on 9 years.
Does rhubarb grow very well in Central Oregon?
Yes.
It does.
You can't kill it, but I can kill it. But a lot of people can't kill rhubarb.
So a lot of this rhubarb at the festival will be grown locally.
Yes.
And I mean, I've heard of rhubarb pie. What else can you make with rhubarb? Or is this pretty much a pie thing?
Jam, jellies, dessert contest we have.
Breads.
Yeah.
Cookies, sandwich bars. I mean, anything that you can make with any type of fruit, you can make with rhubarb.
Oh, did you see the one with the liquor? Liquor, rhubarb.
Liquor?
Yeah. I remember that cocktail that I posted?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There's something else.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what does rhubarb taste like all by itself? Because every time I've ever had rhubarb, I think was a strawberry rhubarb pie. I feel like that's really popular,
yes.
Right? What's rhubarb like by itself? Is it sweet, bitter?
It's bitter. It's sour.
Okay.
It's like a celery stick.
Oh, sounds,
I personally like it.
Sounds delicious.
It makes you want to pucker.
Okay. Okay. So you add it to sweeter yeah. things. It yeah. kind of mellows it out a little.
Uh-huh. We sell a lot of pies, granny pies.
So it's one of our biggest fundraisers. Who makes the pies? The seniors?
Our seniors do.
They volunteer to do this, or
yep.
you got some sort of slave labor thing going on?
Okay, off the radio. We have Lori Scott. She took over. Sandy Call, she retired. So Lori took upon and got all the volunteers.
Wow.
They come down usually on Saturdays and Sundays, and they pull all those pies out.
Did they make this pie that you brought me?
Yep, the cherry.
Oh, well, thank you. Please thank them for making a pie. That's
she's going to count them and knows that she's missing one.
She doesn't know she donated me a pie.
Not yet.
Not yet. She does now. Thank you.
Oops.
It's all right.
All right. You just show up to this thing, or do you have to register, or how does it, do you buy tickets?
No, it's free entry.
Okay.
We have over 140 vendors. What was it, 9 to 10 food trucks or more?
Yeah, we've got a good, 8 or 9 food trucks. We have dessert trucks, selling popsicles, rhubarb. We will be selling rhubarb pies at the event, plus rhubarb pie a la mode. We've got almost every rhubarb truck you can imagine.
Okay.
So
cool. Do people come from miles around this thing? Yeah. I mean, outside of the Central Oregon area?
Normally, we have calls throughout, right before Rhubarb, people from Canada and say, hey, can we order some pies? But this year is the first time that we're not selling them before the Rhubarb.
Gotcha. So they have to wait.
They have to wait. And they have to get there early because they do go fast.
Sure, sure.
And we also have entertainment throughout the weekend as well.
Oh, good rhubarb bands?
I don't know about rhubarb bands, but we have some good local bands that come through over and they like to spend time with us for those 2 days event.
Nice, nice. Okay, so festivities start at what time on the 21st?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? Come on by.
9 to 5.
And where are we set up at?
Right in front of the center. We end up closing Victory Way just because we had more vendors.
Okay.
We've been making it bigger and bigger, and now it's like, it's kind of big.
Oh, good. So, well, that's good. That's good. Well, I hope you guys have all the success possible. Mm-hmm. It's the Lapine Rhubarb Festival, June 21st and 22nd. Mm-hmm.
So. And I want to say a big shout out to all of our sponsors. Our sponsors, if we didn't have them, we couldn't make this happen because this is the biggest event for the center to feed our seniors and keep our doors open. And without our major sponsors, we couldn't have done this.
All right. So thanks to the sponsors. You want to name some of those?
Well, of course. First Interstate Bank in Sun River. We have
Republic Services.
The garbage people?
Yes.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Yeah. They're a big sponsor.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. First Interstate does really good. We have local businesses. We have contracting businesses. We do, I'm sorry, I'm kind of out of sorts, but there's.
So who else? You have Ace Hardware, Neighbor Impact, Heart and Home.
Heart and Home.
Partners in Care. Well, it's a good thing you brought Janice.
I know. That's why she's more than just a volunteer.
Now, of course, you have a list of the volunteers on your website.
Yes,
so people can see who helped put this together. And,
but
and
we also want to mention that with the entertainment, we also have beer, wine, cider, and 503 Distilling from Portland comes over, and they have some great, like, rhubarb whiskey sour.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Sun River Brewery always donates to us. Mm-hmm. Their nice cold beer and Cider Legend, their cider.
Okay, cool. Well, ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Wish you all the luck on the Lapine Rhubarb Festival, June 21st and 22nd. Why don't you give me the website one more time?
LapineSeniorCenter.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.